Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. GTD with the Bullet Journal by Derek Reinhard brings together two widely used approaches to personal productivity, David Allen's Getting Things Done method and the flexible analog bullet journal system. The book focuses on a practical question many busy people face, how to keep GTD's trusted workflow and clean commitments while still enjoying the simplicity and creativity of a notebook. Rather than treating GTD as an app-dependent framework, it reframes the method as a set of habits that can be implemented on paper, with bullet journal pages acting as a reliable home for capture, clarification, organization, and review. Reinhard's approach emphasizes setup choices that stay lightweight, so the journal does not become another project to maintain. Readers can expect guidance on translating GTD lists into spreads, managing projects without digital overload, and building review routines that keep priorities visible. The aim is a stable, portable system that reduces mental clutter and supports consistent follow-through. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, merging two systems without losing their strengths. A central theme is how to combine GTD and the bullet journal without turning either into a confusing hybrid. GTD provides a clear workflow for controlling commitments, capture everything, decide what it means, organize it where it belongs, reflect frequently, and engage based on context and priority. The bullet journal, by contrast, is an adaptable paper framework built around rapid logging and custom collections. Reinhard's contribution is showing how these philosophies can reinforce each other. The journal becomes the physical container for GTD's lists and thinking, while GTD supplies the decision-making discipline that prevents the notebook from becoming a scrapbook of unfinished intentions. The book addresses common friction points such as where to put next actions, how to represent projects, and how to keep reference material separate from commitments. It encourages readers to keep the system minimal, choosing only the spreads that support action and clarity. Instead of relying on decoration or complex layouts, the method prioritizes consistent capture and regular review. The result is a setup designed for real work, portable, resilient, and capable of handling both daily tasks and longer-term responsibilities. Secondly, capture and clarify, turning notes into decisions. The book emphasizes that productivity starts before planning, with capturing inputs and clarifying what they mean. In GTD, capture is the habit of collecting everything that has attention into an inbox you trust. Bullet journaling naturally supports this through rapid logging, but notes alone do not reduce stress unless they are processed into clear outcomes and actions. Reinhard highlights the importance of moving from raw entries to decisions. Is this actionable? And if so, what is the very next physical action? If it is not actionable, does it belong in reference, someday or maybe, or trash? This mindset helps readers avoid the common trap of rereading the same vague reminders each day. The bullet journal becomes a structured place to collect thoughts, requests, ideas, and obligations, while GTD processing rules supply a consistent way to convert them into commitments or organized information. The discussion also implicitly supports better attention management by reducing open loops. When items are clarified quickly, the mind stops rehearsing them. The book encourages short, frequent processing sessions so the notebook does not accumulate unresolved clutter. Over time, the combined practice builds confidence that what matters is captured and that only meaningful, actionable items reach the core lists. Thirdly, lists that work on paper, next actions, contexts, and waiting for, a practical challenge in analog productivity is list design. Digital tools make it easy to sort, filter, and search, while paper requires intentional structure. Reinhard outlines ways to implement key GTD lists in a bullet journal so they remain usable rather than becoming long, static pages. Next, actions are positioned as the true driver of daily execution, and the book shows how to keep them concrete, visible, and grouped in ways that support doing rather than browsing. Context-based lists, a classic GTD concept, can be adapted to a paper format by using headings, signifiers, or separate collections depending on how many contexts a reader realistically uses. The book also highlights waiting for tracking, which many people neglect until something falls through. On paper, a simple, dedicated list can create accountability for delegated items, pending responses, and deliveries. By giving each list a clear purpose and keeping the writing brief, the system stays fast to update. The book's approach favors reducing friction. If a list is hard to maintain, it will be abandoned. Readers are guided towards setups that match their workload, whether they need a few broad contexts or more granular categories, while keeping the core GTD principle intact, clear actions stored where you will actually look. Fourthly, project management in a notebook, outcomes and support material, GTD defines a project as any desired outcome requiring more than one action, and that definition can quickly expand to dozens of active projects. Reinhardt addresses how to represent projects in a bullet journal so they do not become scattered across random pages. The book reinforces a key GTD discipline. Every project must have at least one next action, otherwise it is only a wish. In an analog environment, this means maintaining a projects list for visibility and using separate project pages or collections only when they add value. The notebook can hold project support material, meeting notes, brainstorming, and checklists, but the book cautions against confusing support notes with the true control lists that drive action. Readers are encouraged to separate outcomes from actions, so the projects list remains an index of commitments, while next actions lists carry the work forward. The system also recognizes that not every project needs a full spread. Many can be managed with a simple outcome statement and a next action captured elsewhere. This keeps the journal lean and prevents overplanning. The book's guidance helps readers avoid losing important details while still preserving GTD's emphasis on momentum, define the successful outcome, capture key support information, and always keep the next physical action easy to find. Lastly, the review habit, keeping the system trusted and current. The engine of GTD is review, and the book underscores that a bullet journal system remains effective only if it is kept current. Without a reliable review rhythm, lists become stale, priorities blur, and the notebook turns into a record rather than a guide. Reinhardt focuses on building a sustainable cadence, especially the weekly review, where readers step back to clear inboxes, update lists, confirm project next actions, and decide what deserves attention in the coming days. In an analog setup, review also includes scanning recent pages for unprocessed notes and migrating items thoughtfully rather than copying mindlessly. The book positions migration as a decision point. If something is not worth rewriting, it may not be worth doing now. That simple friction can improve prioritization and reduce the habit of carrying tasks forward indefinitely. The review process also supports a calmer relationship with work by re-establishing trust in the system. When the journal reflects reality, the mind can relax and focus on execution. The book's approach encourages readers to keep review checklists short, consistent, and personalized. Over time, the practice helps maintain clarity across personal and professional commitments, reduces surprises, and turns the bullet journal into a dependable dashboard for both short-term actions and longer-term outcomes. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who like the tactile simplicity of pen and paper, but want the structure and reliability of a proven productivity method. It will also appeal to GTD practitioners who feel weighed down by complex apps and want a portable, low-friction way to run the workflow, as well as bullet journal users who want their notebook to produce consistent follow-through instead of just capturing thoughts. The benefit to daily life is clarity. Commitments are captured, processed into concrete next actions, and reviewed often enough to keep the system trustworthy. That reduces mental noise, improves decision-making, and makes it easier to finish what matters. Compared with similar productivity books that stay theoretical or assume a digital toolset, the value here is the practical translation of GTD control lists and review habits into a notebook format many people already enjoy. The book also encourages a minimalist setup, which helps readers avoid turning planning into a hobby. If you want a stable system that fits in a bag, works without batteries, and still honors GTD's rigor, this is a strong, purchase-worthy guide that bridges method and medium in a realistic way. If you would like to support Derek Reinhardt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.